June 11, persevering prayer. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8. We have a cunning devil to work against. Christ alone is mighty and fully able to match his power. Therefore, we must have Jesus with us every moment. We are sleepy, stupid, and do not sense the arts and gins and snares of Satan set for unwary feet. Therefore, we must know how we step, that every move is in God. Self must not come in here to make itself heard. The destruction of souls is a regular employment of Satan and his agents upon the earth. The salvation of souls is the work of every follower of Christ, however weak. When a man's selfish interest is made first and the salvation of souls comes secondary, if at all, that man is working on Satan's side, for his very pretensions are a snare to lead others off the track, that they shall not consider the kingdom of God and his righteousness first. Satan is getting the start of all such workers. The salvation of souls comes first always, for Satan, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. We must snatch souls away from his path. We must have clear foresight, discernment, and faith, and work as if to save a perishing life, of which some carelessness on our part might be the cause of death. Missionary work, God help us to understand what it is and how we must engage in it. Every missionary should be wholly the Lord's, pressing forward to attain to the perfection of Christian character. The standard of piety must be lifted high. Every species of idolatry must be sacrificed. Souls, precious souls, must be saved. One man, when the church in Scotland was making some resolutions to compromise the faith, to concede their staunch principles, was determined never to yield a jot or tittle. He went upon his knees before God and thus pleaded, "Give me Scotland or I die." His importunate prayer was heard. Oh, that the earnest prayer of faith may arise everywhere. Give me souls buried now in the rubbish of error, or I die. Bring them to the knowledge of the truth as it is in Jesus. We must carry the burden of souls upon our hearts. Every selfish consideration must give way to this. The cost of the blood of Christ shows the value of the soul. Letter 20, June 11, 1883, to W.C. White.